young scholars and story lovers. Welcome to a magical episode of Storytime Scholars. Today, we're diving into a tale about Beefy, a flamingo with a dream unlike any other. She wants to be purple. Not all flamingos start out pink. They get their lovely colors from their diet. But our Beefy is after something different. And don't fly away after the story. Stick around for some fun and fascinating flamingo facts that make these birds truly intriguing. Are you ready to flap into Fifi's world? Let's start the adventure. Once upon a time, in the sun-dappled corners of a shimmering lagoon, bordered by the whispering reeds and the luscious greeneries you could ever imagine, a jubilant flock of flamingos made their home. Their feathers glowed a rosy pink in the sunlight, making them jewels of the lagoon. Among these joyous birds was a flamingo named Beefy. Beefy was much like her friends, fond of the warm sunshine and cool water. But deep within her, a spirit of dreams fluttered. Unlike her companions, who were content with the pink hues of their plumes, Beefy harbored a secret, a whimsical wish to be purple. She imagined herself a radiant lavender, her feathers catching the light and casting a glow unlike any other. One sunny afternoon, as she took her usual stroll along the water's edge, Beefy's gaze caught something extraordinary. Twisted around an old mangrove tree was a vine laden with heavy, plump grapes, each one a deep, inviting purple. A spark of excitement flickered in Fifi's heart as she recalled an ancient flamingo legend that one could transform their feather color by eating something that matched the hue of their dreams. With a hopeful flutter, Fifi pecked at a grape, its juice sweet and bursting with the taste of possibility. That night, under the blanket of stars, Fifi slept with a smile, dreaming of a world washed in purple. As dawn painted the sky with streaks of orange and gold, Fifi awoke. The first rays of the sun touched her, and lo, her feathers shimmered, reflecting back the most enchanting shade of purple. She was ecstatic, pirouetting along the water's edge. Fifi felt as if she had been reborn, her confidence blooming with each sunlit step. Her transformation was not unnoticed. The other flamingos crowded around, their eyes wide with astonishment and wonder. How had Fifi become so vividly purple? Their hearts thudded with the thrill of the unknown. Inspired by Fifi's radiant change, emboldened by Fifi's success, each flamingo set out on a quest to find their own magical fruit or flower. They ventured beyond the usual banks of their home, exploring hidden nooks of the lagoon and the dense foliage nearby. The lagoon buzzed with the thrill of discovery, each bird dreaming of a new hue. One daring flamingo, Lulu, pecked at a cluster of cherries, her feathers taking on a deep, glossy red. Another Pip couldn't resist the lure of sunlit lemons, and by dawn, his feathers gleamed a bright, zesty yellow. Then there was Gigi, who nibbled on the tender leaves of a blueberry bush, and to everyone's amazement, her feathers morphed into a rich, velvety blue. And as the days unfolded, more and more flamingos experimented with the colors of nature. A few even mixed and matched, creating shades that have never been seen before. Some tried stripes and spots, while others went for gradients and swirls. The lagoon turned into a painter's palette, splashed with oranges, greens, blues, and even swirls of indigo and violet. The flock revealed in their newfound colors, each bird a unique masterpiece. A once pink lagoon was now a vivid mosaic of moving colors, reflecting in the shimmering waters and casting colorful shadows on the sandy banks. The flamingos discovered not just new looks, but new flavors, new friendships, and new reasons to celebrate their individuality. Yet, as all magic does, the colors faded over time, washing out with the rain and blending back to pink with the sun's relentless cycles. However, this time, there was no sadness at the loss. Instead, there was a jubilant celebration of their shared joy and the memories they had created. As the pink feathers returned, the flamingos realized that the true color of joy wasn't something that could be nibbled on or washed away. It was the color of friendship and the endless hues of their shared experiences. Each flamingo, nailed back to their original pink, carried a heart full of colors, and the lagoon echoed with laughter and the flutter of pink wings, vibrant as ever. And so, the flamingos learn that while their feathers may remain pink, their spirits were tinted with every shade of the rainbow, making their world a forever changed, endlessly colorful place. Under the starlit sky, by the glistening waters of the lagoon, the flamingos lived happily ever after. Their lives a testament to the powers of dreams, the beauty of diversity, and the enduring magic of friendship. The end. And there we have it, the whimsical tale of Fifi and her dazzling dreams. But the wonder doesn't end with our story. Oh no, it's time to ruffle those feathers and perk up those ears, because we're about to splash into some fun facts about flamingos. Ready to find out what makes those pink beauties truly one of a kind? Let's go. Number one, upside down eaters. Flamingos are like underwater acrobats. They tip their heads upside down in the water to scoop up tiny treats like algae and bugs. Number two, super hot zippers. Can you imagine drinking a really hot cup of water? Flamingos can sip water as hot as a summer day without batting an eye. Ouch. Number three, the old timers. Flamingos are like your fun grandparents. They can live up to 30 years in the wild and even longer if they're cared for by humans. Number four, one-legged relaxing. Ever seen a flamingo stand on one leg? They're not just showing off. They're saving energy and keeping warm. Number five, gray beginnings. Little baby flamingos aren't pink at all. They start out gray and white and slowly turn to pink as they eat more colorful food. Number six, party birds. Flamingos love a big gathering. They live in huge groups called colonies that can have thousands of flamingos. Number seven, mud strainer beaks. Their funny shaped beaks are perfect for straining snacks out of the mud and water. Number eight, speedy flyers. When flamingos fly, they can zoom through the sky at up to 35 miles per hour. Number nine, mud pie homes. They can build their nest out of mud, and they're about a foot high to keep their single eggs safe from water. Number 10, one egg wonder. Each year, a flamingo mom lays just one egg. Number 11, secret colors. Peek under a flamingo's wings and you'll see a flashy show of black and red feathers when they fly. Number 12, aquatic adventurers. Flamingos might stand around a lot, but they're also great swimmers when they decide to take a dip. Number 13, what's in a name? A group of these fabulous birds is sometimes called a flamboyant, which is as glamorous as it sounds. And last, number 14, twisty necks. Flamingos can twist their heads all the way around 180 degrees so they can see everything around them without moving. And there you have it, our feathery fairy tale finale. Wasn't it fun flapping along with Fifi and her flamboyant friends through their colorful capers? We sure hope you loved every splash of color and giggle along the way. Now don't let the fun stop here, little scholars. Head on over to our Facebook page at www.facebook.com/storytimescholars for a treasure trove of adorable flamingo coloring pages. Or why not spread your artistic wings and create your very own magical flamingo? Imagine the sparkliest, most colorful flamingo you can, just like Fifi and her dazzling fringe. And share your masterpiece with us. Post your lovely drawings on our Facebook page so we can all gasp in delight at your creativity. If today's story made your heart soar, remember to press that like button, share this episode with your friends, and follow us for more whimsical wonders. Every like, share, and follow brings more friends to our story circle. So until we meet again, keep those crayons twirling, keep those dreams big and bright, and remember, every day is a chance to paint the world with your own splash of joy. Goodbye for now from Storytime Scholars, where every story sparkles and every young scholar shines.